Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue.
It's Johnny Elvis. That's Carl Perkins bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 17 years he's been hanging out with us. GotWords.com is his website, one of them. He is the chief home officer. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure.
So I love all the little technology gizmos that we have these days. That are handy,
yeah.
Like little apps.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I took two of my grandsons fishing, and I was able to hit one button and click two little boxes and send two pictures to their father
right. Together.
You know what I mean? I pulled them together and I sent them two pictures. I know that sounds clunky to some of you. You're doing this in your sleep, but I think that's pretty cool. And there are so many other little bitty things that are little sub-features of different components on my smartphone especially and my computer that just make my life my business run a lot smoother.
Absolutely. We've spoken a number of times, for example, about Google Alerts, and that's not necessarily on a smartphone, but that's going to, you know, to Google and setting up a search term, you know, a phrase to follow so that if you, at the end of the day, how many times has Jim Blasingame been said, or Jeff Zabar,
right.
Chief Home Officer,
exactly.
Small Business Advocate. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a habit, bless my wife that she tolerates this stuff, but, you know, I'm want to remember, I have a hard time remembering. Especially when I get in the moment of work.
Well, it's that early onset, Jeff.
Yeah, I tell you what, exactly. But you know, if I had a call at 9 o'clock this morning, I put it in my calendar. Mm-hmm. My calendar automatically is set to remind me an hour before, to remind me 15 minutes before.
Me too.
And to remind me.
I've got it on my computer
before.
And my phone.
It pings my phone. It pops up a box on my computer that if I'm working,
yep.
I can't ignore the box that pops up. Along with it, sends both a text and an email. So
and I don't get that. I mean,
yeah,
I have a carrier pigeon that
there you go, exactly.
Other
it
than that,
comes in it, you know,
yeah.
it
flies in the window
and lets you know. But I think what's important is that we have all these hidden treasures, as it were, if they're not treasures, these hidden tools that can help us, you know, do more with what we do. And it's important that, you know, whether it's sending calendar apps, whether it's, for example, tracking a package to
mm-hmm.
know that the packages went through. You know how
yep.
easy it is just to set a reminder. You're setting something with UPS or FedEx or USPS on your, you know, from the website. You have an account with them and you
and
want
you know
to send a reminder
to,
every time it's in a mile.
It's delivery.
Zone. Absolutely. You
or
know,
you're tracking one you've sent to someone else.
Right. Well, that's more what I'm usually more concerned about stuff outbound
right.
to make sure it
right.
got there.
And you get to know who they are. And here's the thing. You know, we're talking about little handy things for ourselves. But these are things, some of these things, Jeff, as you know, the thing that's driving the marketplace today is customer expectations.
Absolutely.
And customers are increasingly expecting more tech from you. They're still expecting the high touch, but they love these little handy little things like we're talking about. And so if your competitor is sending them a tracking number, then you probably need to start sending them a tracking number.
Absolutely.
And if you do it, you might be surprised. People will probably be more impressed that your little company is doing it than they would if a big company doesn't.
Well, and that's part of it. Is you know we come to expect this from certain companies. Well, I don't want to say we come to expect it. We come to get frustrated when they do not.
Yeah.
You know, we come to get frustrated when tracking is
difficult.
You just
described expectations.
Right. And so it's almost like that. It's not that yeah you do it so you keep up. You know you are looked at differently if you don't. you know, and I think that it's important that we stay atop these technology trends, whatever they are. You know, it can be difficult, or, you know, in certain ways it can be, you know, useless, senseless for depending on what your product is to set up alerts for it. But, you know, what if you just reach out, you know?
What we have to remember is I still believe what Nesbitt said 36 years ago. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Yeah.
But I do believe that people do want some of this tech. They still want the high touch, and the more likely you are to get them to come in and let you you give them some high touch,
right,
is if you give them these little high tech features,
right?
Like a mobile site, like emailing them if their package is on the way or whatever, something like
that. Right.
And these are fall off along easy things, aren't they?
They take some thought, and I got to tell you, they take some mimicking. You know, so if you see that certain companies provide these types of apps
that you like,
what's to say others won't as well?
Yeah.
And will it take a little investment? Probably. But you know what? You don't know how little it will take unless you start to inquire.
And if you want to know, as I've said many times, if you want to know what you should be doing in 6 months or a year from now, see what your customers expect.
Right.
That's what you should be. It's what you're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, I need your website one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And?
GotWords.com.
All right, so check it out. If you need words, folks, he's Mr. Words. He's the wordsmith out there operating the worm cam for the Small Business Advocate Show.
Remember, Dune had worms, too. They could eat you up.
Don't feed them after midnight. No, that's the other one. What was that?
It was Gremlins.
Gremlins, that's right. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Okay, be well, Jim. Thanks much.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.